Psalm 113, we see that it tells us to exalt the Lord. Exalt means to lift up or to esteem higher than one's self. So how do we do this? How do we lift up God? How do we esteem him? First, we lift him up by taking the time to give him praise, like we did this morning. And there are a variety of ways to praise God. Variety of styles of music, different ways to praise God. But the important thing is that we're concentrating again upon who God is and giving him thanks for who he is and for what he has done. So we take time to praise God, giving him adoration for who he is in spite of what he has done, and then giving him thanks for all that he has done. We can also lift him up as we make it a priority in our lives to be obedient to God's teachings as found in his holy word. It blesses God's heart when we give him first place rather than the time that is left over. So we lift him higher by being obedient. We also exalt him and praise him as we tell others about him. You know, when you're excited about something, when something good has happened to you, you go around and you tell people all about what has happened. And that's how we can praise God and lift him up, is by letting others know the difference that God has made since Jesus came into our lives. So the first verse that we sang in that song, higher, higher, said, lift Jesus higher. The next chorus said, lower, lower, stomp the devil. How does a person stomp the devil? Well, first of all, the greatest way to stomp the devil is to receive God's gift of salvation through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if there is one thing that is a priority on the devil's list, that is for keeping people from coming to a saving knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because you see, the devil wants to take as many people along with him into his eternity, which he knows is going to be suffering forever and ever in the eternal lake of fire, a place called hell. And the devil wants as many people as he can to come along to suffer with him. And so one of the greatest ways to stomp him is to say, you know what? I'm not listening to you anymore, devil. I'm not listening to your lies anymore. I'm not going to allow you to deceive me anymore. And to say, I am going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, not just a God, not just the priority created being, but he is God the Son. And I believe that he died on that cross as a sinless sacrifice for my salvation. And that through trusting him, my sins have been forgiven. That's one way to stomp the devil, is to receive God's gift of salvation. And then secondly, we can continue to stomp the devil by yielding our life to God's will. Being willing to not only study God's word, but to actually put it into practice regularly. You know, again, the enemy is working very hard to keep you out of God's word. I don't know how many times I've heard people give testimony of how they had time set aside to spend in God's word, only to find some kind of an emergency or something come up. I guarantee you, if you don't set a time, you're going to find over and over and over again, your day is filled up, and before you know it, there isn't time to get into God's word. So we need to make it a priority. We need to study God's word, and then we need to apply it. It doesn't do any good if we don't apply it, does it? It's just like a medication. Maybe you have a medication for a heat rash that you've gotten because of this extreme heat we've had all summer. And so if you go to the doctor and they give you this prescription for this medicine for your rash, and you go to the pharmacy and you buy it and you take it home and you set it there on the counter and you look at it every morning and you go look at your rash and you find nothing's happening. Why? I mean, you have the medication. The doctor told you you need to get the medication, right? You took the medication, you sat there, you're looking at it, but nothing's happening. Why? You haven't applied it. And it's the same thing with God's word. So many people know God's word. They know how it can help them with their lives. But they never apply it. and they wonder why their lives aren't changing or why they don't experience God's presence and God's power. So we stomp the devil lower by putting God's word into practice. Todd Williams, who is president of Philadelphia Biblical University, wrote, "We Christians are people of faith in action. Christians should live every day with a sense of purpose and calling, with a sense that our lives are not our own, and that trials and adversity perfect us." You know, we learned a verse this past week, which is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, roameth about seeking whom he may devour." But we can also look at verse 9, because it shows us how to stomp the devil. It says, "Resist him, standing firm in the faith." The enemy's going to try to distract us. The enemy's going to try to discourage us. The enemy's going to try to get us off track. But what God says is we have to take this word and we have to stand upon it firmly and not allow ourselves to be taken off track. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." So how do you stomp the devil? You remain steadfast in God's truth, immovable. But notice also it says abounding in the work of the Lord. If you really want to experience God's presence in a powerful way in your life, if you really want to be able to experience the truth that he proclaimed through his word, you put it into practice by putting our faith in action. And that's what it means when it says abounding in the work of the Lord. We need to be serving God. You're not going to experience God's life-changing power like you will unless you're serving him. I've shared testimonies before of lives I have seen transformed, even teens who at one point seemed to really not care anything about God, who once they started serving God by getting in some type of a ministry, whether it's a music band, a puppet ministry, or going out on mission trips. When they started serving God, God got a hold of their life and he transformed them. And the same can be true for adults as well. When we put ourselves into God's hands and we're obedient and we follow him, we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in a very special way. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." You see, when we only hear God's word, we deceive ourselves because we're lacking on fulfilling God's promise and our faithfulness to him. By living in such a manner, we also bring glory to God. And that was the third verse of that song. Glory, glory, give Jesus glory. How do you give Jesus glory? Again, living your life in accordance to what his word teaches. It's that simple. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 tells us how much of our life should be committed to God. It says, "Whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Not whatever you do, give 10% of yourself to the glory of God. Not whatever you do, give 50% of yourself to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Living in our lives in a way that glorifies God is also the source of power in our lives. I believe there are many Christians today who are living lives where they're feeling weak, they're feeling insignificant, they may be feeling powerless. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to be in charge, to take control of our lives, God gives us that power and great and mighty things happen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, "If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." So if you're sitting out there in the pew and you're saying, "You know, I just don't feel like I have the strength to go on. I just feel like the pressures of everyday living have been getting the better of me." Trust me, I've been there. So you're not alone. But what it's saying here is it's saying that whatever we should do, we're not to rely on our own strength. We're not to rely on our own power. We're not even to rely on our own abilities. It says, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides. So again, allow God in, allow him control. And then God can bring to us, as we sang, supernatural power. What is supernatural power? Supernatural power is simply doing things in the power of God, not our own strength. Look with me, if you would, to the book of John. John chapter 14, verse 12. John 14, 12. This is Jesus himself speaking. He's talking to his disciples. And in verse 12, he says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me. Let me just stop there before I go any further. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. You don't have to respond with a hand raise or verbally, but just for yourself. The verse says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me. Do you have faith in Jesus this morning? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross and rose again for your sins? If this morning you answer no, then I have to tell you that's the place to start. In your heart to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is. And to receive that payment that he made for you upon that cross at Calvary. But if you can answer yes, that I am one who has faith in Jesus, then look what the second part of that verse says. He says, they will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Wow, did you catch that? We look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and the many lives that were touched, lives that were changed, lives that were transformed, the miracles that Jesus did. And here is Jesus saying that if you have faith in me, you will be able to do even greater things than I have been able to do, because he's gone to be with the Father, because he's up in heaven helping us. Him, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is enabling us to accomplish the things that he wants us to do. It was exciting to see a number of lives respond in a precious way to the teaching of the gospel this past week, and to respond when the invitation was given to who wants to live for Jesus. You know, when we're willing to put our lives into God's hands and say, yes, I will live for him, God will come in, and guess what? He'll help us to do supernatural things. He'll help us to accomplish great things that in our own power and our own abilities, we would never even imagine being able to touch. Do we have faith this morning that as we all work together, commit ourselves together to serving God, to serving and reaching out with his precious gospel, that he'll be able to accomplish great and mighty things? I certainly hope so. There's another song that we sang this week too, and it said, turn it over to Jesus. This morning, maybe there's something in your life that has been keeping you from being able to experience this power and presence of God that we've been talking about this morning. Maybe your struggle is with praising God, finding time through the day to lift him higher. Maybe that's your struggle. You're not spending the time in his word. You're not spending the time praising him. Or maybe your struggle has been with stomping the devil. Maybe you've been finding it hard to find time to study the word. You've been finding it difficult to spread the life-changing power of the gospel with people because you feel intimidated. Maybe you've been having some problems giving glory to God because things haven't been going quite right in your life. And right now you're questioning, does God love me? And you just don't really feel like praising God. Maybe you've been walking around saying, you know, I really do want to and be used of God. But I don't have any abilities. I don't have any talents. After all, I've been trying to serve him all my life, and I'm just kind of worn out and frazzled. Look to him and invite his Holy Spirit to come in and give you that power, that supernatural power. If you're struggling with any of these areas or any other areas, maybe the enemy has been getting a hold on you in a particular area of your life, and you've been struggling with a particular sin, and you just haven't had victory over that sin, and you say, I want to have victory. Whatever it is that has been keeping you from coming into the presence of God in such a powerful way, will you turn it over to him this morning? Turn it over and put it in his hands. Let's bow together, shall we, with prayer? With all heads bowed and eyes closed, I'd like to give you just a moment to reflect on what we've said this morning. First of all, you may be here and you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Would you be willing to do that this morning? To say, Dear Jesus, I do believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on that cross in my place, and because you're perfect, you paid the penalty for the things I've done wrong, my sins. And this morning I'm asking you to be my Savior and to forgive those sins. The Bible says if you'll just pray a simple prayer like that between you and God, your sins will be forgiven and you'll be a part of his family. Maybe this morning you feel like, I'm a Christian. I've gone to church for many years. But I have been struggling. I've been struggling with praising God. I've been struggling with finding time in his word. Finding time to pray. I've been struggling with how to tell others about him. I've been struggling with this one sin in my life that I just can't seem to have victory over. Would you be willing this morning to come to God and to say, God, here's what I've been struggling with. Here's what I've been battling with. And God, I want to turn it over to you now. God, I want to put it into your hands. And Lord, I want to be able to have victory, not by my own power, not by my own strength, not by my own might, but by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, come in and change my heart. You commit that to him this morning. Father, we do thank you again for your blessings of this past week. But Father, we thank you that you are with us each and every day. And even though Kids Crusade is over, we can still go on living for you, lifting you higher, sharing you with those that are around us. And Father, I just pray for each one this morning, that, Lord, you would help us to take the area of our life that we've been struggling with, whatever it may be, and, Lord, to turn it over to you. Oh, Father, will you just empower us to be all that we can be for you? Because, Lord, we want our lives to bring you honor. We want our lives to bring you glory. We want our lives to count for you from this moment forward till that day the Lord Jesus returns for us. So, Lord, may we be used of you. May we bless you and bless others. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.